This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Contract extension news coming. Stay tuned. I'll give it to you in about 3 minutes. Good morning. This from Jalen to kick off the show. Kevin, might be time to start talking about Brian Robinson Jr. as a player on the bubble. Did you see what Quinn said this morning about Bill, the seventh rounder? Yeah, Bill is the nickname for the running back of the Washington football franchise that was selected in the seventh round. That would be Jacory Kroski-Merritt, a.k.a. Bill Kroski-Merritt. Quinn said, quote, "It's the violence of his cuts that he can get his shoulders square and get downhill fast," closed quote. I think that when you learn something this time of year, it's not from watching anything, but it is from coaches and assistant coaches and coordinators and players talking about players and maybe schemes. You don't get a lot on that. So that is a very positive, sentiment from the head coach about Bill Kroski-Merritt. He looks good on tape from New Mexico. Only played one game at Arizona last year. I've mentioned this many times before, and I know it's repetitive, but in the last 10 years, there's just been one running back selected after the sixth round, that would be the seventh round, that's made a contribution on an NFL roster, just one, and that's Isaiah Pacheco in Kansas City. J.J. Watt, Hall of Famer, tweeted out yesterday, "Training camp stats are insane and ridiculous. I used to think it was always just people joking, but now seeing them seriously reported, you have no idea what the purpose of that period is, what the goals are, what the context is, etc. It could be a strictly third and long blitz period where every play is skewed to the defense's advantage. Coaches could be asking the quarterback to focus specifically on one route concept. D-line may be focusing only on bull rushes one day and just speed rushes for one period. More importantly, practicing is for practicing. You're supposed to fail. You're supposed to try new things, see what works and what doesn't work, etc. If you only do what works, you'll never grow, adapt, change. The entire point of training camp is to build and grow towards the season so that you perform your best when the real games start." Look, what Dan Quinn threw out about Bill, about Jacory Kroski-Merritt, was not a training camp stat. You know, when you see people tweeting out, "Oh, the ball never hit the ground, the quarterback was 8 for 8, or, "Oh my God, two touchdown catches for, you know, the undrafted wide receiver during, you know, the 11-on-11. Yeah, that stuff is insane and ridiculous. It's embarrassing if you tweet that out as if that means something. Because as J.J. Watt lays out, we have no idea what the context or what they've decided to work on for that period. But I do like to pay attention to what the coaches say. And I think with Dan Quinn, the one thing we have learned over these 18 months, his answers are long, They sometimes reveal something, oftentimes do not. But when they do, you know, specifically hone in on like one player that he stands out to him and he wasn't asked about, and that's not the situation, I don't think, with Kroski Merritt this morning. Sometimes he is trying to tell us something. I think that, you know, you can certainly read between the lines at times with Quinn. Would be thrilled if Kroski Merritt ends up being Jalen, you know, a guy that puts Brian Robinson Jr. on the roster bubble. But I doubt it. I really doubt it. I think if they had drafted a running back in the second or third round, you know, in the first 2 days of the draft, the first two nights of the draft, I would have immediately said, boy, they are looking for a replacement. They are definitely looking to replace Brian Robinson Jr., depending on the style of the back that they would have drafted. But waiting until the seventh round to draft one, not that you can't find running backs late in the draft. Of course, we've seen many fourth, fifth, sixth round backs, Alfred Morris, be really, really good at the NFL level. Just not many seventh rounders. Just not many seventh rounders. But if the intention of their drafting back in late April and early May had been to go after a back early, we would have been able to read between the lines that they're looking to replace Brian Robinson Jr. I don't think anything they did in the offseason indicates that. So I doubt over the next month to 6 weeks that Kroski Merritt could, you know, show enough to make Brian Robinson Jr. expendable. Now, would I be shocked? No. It would be more about what Brian Robinson Jr. has been. Not available enough, not consistent enough. I still think he's a decent back, but it would take at least the thought that we've got the replacement on the roster. We found the needle in the haystack with our seventh round pick. We'll see. I hope you're right, Jalen. I would not bet on it. I would bet that Brian Robinson Jr. lines up as the starting running back on Sunday, September 7th against the Giants. That would be my guess. It is a position, though. It is a position, running back, in which players that are rookies can step in week one and produce. It is the position, more than any other, really, on a football roster, where the younger you are, the less it matters. You can step in and play right away if you are talented enough. There are pass blocking responsibilities. There are, you know, understanding the offense, understanding the checks. But for a lot of it, it's just taking the ball, using your vision, using your insane cut ability, and being able to run forward with it. Thank you, Jalen, for that. This from Ben. Ben writes, loved the conversation yesterday about the best moments of 2024. I think you missed out on a game, as did everybody else. I think the Pittsburgh game was the most exciting game of the year, and they should have won it if the ball had been spotted correctly. Yeah, it was a very exciting game. There's no doubt. It was not in contention, for me anyway, for the most memorable game. It was memorable. I mean, there was a lot to that game that was memorable. You know, Washington basically blowing a lead, you know, something that they really didn't do. You know, they had a 10-point lead in the second half. And that throw, you know, against Benjamin St. Juice, the throw from Russell Wilson to Mike Williams with just over 2 minutes to go to give Pittsburgh the lead was, you know, maybe Russell Wilson's highlight last year. Mike Williams is one highlight, you know, in Pittsburgh last year. I mean, what a long time, you know, exceptional receiver Mike Williams has been. And that was a great throw, great catch. And, you know, here comes Washington down the field just needing three with 2 minutes to go. And it was really the only time that they didn't deliver, you know, in a situation where they could win the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And I say they, Jaden Daniels, you know, they got him out there to right around midfield at the two-minute warning on a throw to Noah Brown. And then they had the third and nine. He missed Noah Brown. Fourth and nine, throws to Ertz. I thought it was a bad spot. I think a lot of people thought it was a bad spot. The replay official reviewed it and kept the ball short of the line to gain. Pittsburgh took over. And by the way, remember, Washington still had timeouts left. They could have gotten the ball back, but they couldn't stop Pittsburgh. It was Najee Harris, and I think it was Cordell Patterson who ended up having a big run for a first down. And then it was the big offsides. Remember Johnny Newton's offsides on fourth and one at midfield. That was a huge, huge play late in that game. Washington hoping to get the ball back. Pittsburgh just trying to draw offsides, and Johnny Newton was drawn offsides. That was a really good football game. Ben, you're right. That was an exciting football game. And it was, you know, the week leading into the Thursday night game in Philly. And that was a knockdown, drag-out, three-hour, 15-minute, down-to-the-wire football game in a really good environment. A lot of Pittsburgh fans, a lot of Washington fans. It wasn't Jaden's cleanest game by far. But it was exciting for sure. I would not put it anywhere near the top moments, but it was a memorable game, that's for sure. And they had a couple of memorable losses. You know, for all of the discussion about the season and how lucky they were during the course of the season in so many games, let's face it, they were in that Baltimore game, certainly could have won the Pittsburgh game, and definitely could have won the first Dallas game had, you know, the extra point after the bomb to Terry, you know, been converted. But Seibert missed that extra point. He missed two extra points in the game, and Washington lost 34-26, giving up two kickoff returns in the final few minutes of the game. It's still pretty amazing. One off, obviously, an onside kick. So there were a couple of games that they lost that they could have won. I don't look at the Philly game at Philly as a game they could have or should have, but they took a lead, if you recall, into the fourth quarter. They were up 10-6 heading into the fourth quarter of that game. So, you know, those three losses in a row, Pittsburgh, Philly, and Dallas, were all games that, you know, none of them were one-sided. Washington had chances in all three of them. Pittsburgh for sure. Dallas with an extra point. I think they were outplayed in Philadelphia, regardless of their, you know, taking a 10-6 lead into the fourth quarter. Philly missed a couple of field goals early. They had a couple of big, you know, blunders as they were moving the football. Yeah. And I think the Baltimore game, you know, which was, remember, that was the first real test. It's like, okay. You know, you're 4-2. What were we 4-1 at that point? 4-1. Just the Tampa loss. And it was a competitive football game. Man, the Jaden touchdown pass to Terry in that short part of the end zone on, I think it was a third and goal or something. God, that was a great play. But a lot of feedback to that segment that we did yesterday, couple of segments that we did, and all the calls. Looking back on 2024, it was a hell of a season. It was such a memorable season. For me, still, Detroit's the top moment, the playoff win at Detroit. And if I were to give a top three, I think number two would be Tampa in the playoffs, and number three would be Philly late in the season. Five touchdown passes, overcoming five turnovers to beat the Eagles. Although the Cincinnati game early in the season is really close. Very close. All right, there is contract extension news. It has nothing to do with Terry McLaurin. Washington agreed. I saw Nikki tweet this out earlier this morning. The Washington extended Percy Butler to a one-year contract extension. He was under contract for this season and then due to be a free agent next year. They signed him to a one-year contract extension. I've not seen any of the terms. But Percy Butler has been a very good special teamer for this team. And I think they believe he's pretty good at safety. So we'll see how that plays out in terms of their safety situation because, you know, you do have, you know, a big sub at safety going away from Jeremy Chinn and going for half the cost Will Harris, who will play, you know, side by side with Quan Martin. But Percy Butler is going to get time, no doubt. As will, I think, Tyler Owens, number 40. I think they really like him. I think they really liked him last year as well. All right, so yesterday we had the stadium news. And to me, I thought, okay, it's over. Next Friday, as in a week from today, the city council is going to vote. They're going to get the votes. They have the votes. And then we're going to have, you know, shovel in ground by late this year or early next year. And over the next couple of months, we're going to get the plans. We're going to see what the stadium's going to look like. Because all the other, you know, photos that have been out there, those are just mock-ups or fan mock-ups. That's not the actual architectural, you know, rendition, whatever the word is, for what the stadium will look like. I can't wait to see what that stuff looks like. That will be interesting for sure. But apparently, there are two votes required. Eric Flack from WUSA Channel 9 is going to jump on with me in about 4 minutes. And he's going to explain this. Not only are two votes required, it's not simple majority. Apparently, it's something more than that. Maybe two-thirds vote required. I thought it was a slam dunk that next Friday it was over. I still think it's a slam dunk that eventually it will be over, but it's a little bit more complicated than what we thought yesterday. Eric Flack from WUSA Channel 9 will jump on with me next. You'll hear my conversation, Maryland basketball fans, with Buzz Williams. First time we've had Buzz on the show. It's really the first time Buzz has done any significant local media and had a really nice conversation with him yesterday. You'll hear that during the 11 a.m. hour. And Ben Standig from training camp at 12. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.